Hello.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayer and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions regarding the problems facing our nation and local communities. Are you James by any chance?
Yes.
Oh, okay, James. So let me ask you to start. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm retired.
Oh, okay. But how many years do you work? For how, like more than 40 years? Or 26
yeah.
to 40 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your primary branch of the trade?
Tile setter.
All right. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or a improver?
A journey level mechanic.
All right. Yes or no, you said that you're not currently working on that, right? Anymore as a trade.
Correct.
All right. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that it's meaning unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months?
I'm retired.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope, I'm retired.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Are you still in?
I'm still in. No, I have not.
Okay. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number that there were the last time last year?
I would say then from last year, I would say there's more.
More. Okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, I'm sorry, or about the same number as there were this time?
I think there's fewer.
Okay. Thank you. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
I believe there are.
All right. Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
It should be less.
All right.
If people want to work.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I imagine it's going to stay the same.
All right.
I'm retired.
Thank you. All right, yes. So, switching gears a bit here, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazard are you most concerned about on the job? Thinking about that you are in the job, right? But I know that you are retired. But by that time, were you most concerned about the dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns you have?
I would say yes to all of those except the last one.
Okay. All right.
COVID, I was retired before COVID, so I didn't have to worry about that.
Okay, I got you. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the last 12 months?
One.
Okay, do you do it in person or online?
I did it in person, but I was leery because of COVID.
All right, I got you. Now, each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, in the activities below. First one is, have you participated in any union organizing in the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
All right. What about picketing?
No.
And political canvassing?
No.
All right. Thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Well, that doesn't apply to you, so let me move on.
Doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. So let me go to the next one then. In changing a little bit here from the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Here are the options, and pretty much you just tell me on your top to the last one. So the options are radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors.
Probably TV news, local TV news broadcasting.
All right. That will be your top one, and what will be the next one?
Probably internet, maybe.
All right. The next one?
Cable all right. News.
All right. We still have missing radio, print, or online newspaper, and friends and neighbors. What will be your next one?
None of those.
Okay. So I just put it then like randomly for you?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? For example, jobs and the economy, education, immigration, the environment, support to labor unions, foreign policy, health care, or something else?
I don't know.
If you had to choose one, which one would you choose as the most important?
Probably health care.
Healthcare. All right, thank you. As you may know, the BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen here or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? I'm sorry.
No.
All right. Now, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important.
All right. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I can't say.
No problem. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
All right. Would you say much more or somewhat more the United Workers?
Much more.
All right. Thank you. Now, we're almost moving, we're almost done. Thanks for your time here. Let me just ask the questions too, so we can finish as soon as possible. Now, indicate if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as presidential overall, would you say that you strongly approve or oppose or disapprove, sorry, or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve, all right. What about his job with the health care?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about his job with the economy? What's your level of improvement there?
I somewhat approve. It's in a tough spot.
All right. What is your opinion about immigration? What is your level of approval?
I guess I somewhat approve.
All right. What about foreign affairs?
Well, current affairs or foreign affairs?
Foreign, yes.
I somewhat approve.
All right. And what about support for labor unions? The job that he
I don't know how much he supports that. I don't know.
All right. No problem. That's an option. So let me move on. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? You can use the same option.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or some would disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Gotcha. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain? Will you probably vote 50-50 chances or you will not vote?
I will vote.
All right. Would you say probably or definitely? Like almost certain?
Almost certainly.
All right. Thank you. If the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
All right. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Sure.
All right. And turning back to the BAC, how would you raise, the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say a little bit better than just fair.
All right, that would be good then. Or would you keep in just fair?
Say good.
All right, thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say that is excellent.
All right, thank you. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open question. You can just tell me like a couple of answers, or if you want just one answer, you let me know. I'm just typing.
How could they improve?
Pretty much like, exactly, how the union could improve the representation and service.
I think the tile union should be more interested in residential stuff than just commercial.
All right. Let me take notes of that.
We're losing a lot of money with just letting the residential slide.
All right. Thank you. All right, so let me move on. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? I mean, pretty much what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Teaching their guys how to do their job.
All right.
Quality.
All right. Thanks so much for sharing that. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say mail, email, job site, text, or SMS, or union meetings?
Either meetings or email.
All right. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably 4 times a year.
All right. Let me move on then. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're over. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Probably right now I'm Democratic.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I don't want to say, I would say moderate Democrat.
All right. No problem. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
All right. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, your first name is James, right?
Correct.
All right. Good. So that was just confirming that. Well, James, thank you so much for your time here. We're done with the survey already. So I appreciate your time again. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.